Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, January 5th. You'll be interested to know, 317 years ago, today in 1709, Europe's coldest winter in 500 years began to take hold. It would kill hundreds of thousands of people, make travel and trade nearly impossible, and disrupt two wars. Climatologists are still trying to understand the cause of what became known as the Great Frost. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 5 degrees with 7 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:26, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:11. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a high near 27 and a light southwest wind at 3 to 7 miles per hour, plus a chance of snow this afternoon. Tonight, expect snow likely before 10 p.m., with a low around 24 and light winds from the south. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 6, with a high tide at 12:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 38 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 39 and a slight chance of afternoon rain, with north winds around 5 miles per hour. Rain becomes likely Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, with lows near 33 and Wednesday warming to around 45 under breezy west winds near 7 miles per hour. Thursday is sunny with a high near 45 before rain chances return late Thursday night into Friday, with Friday highs near 49. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority will not be running commuter rail to or from North Station most weekends through April. From January through April, trains will be suspended on several weekends to allow for necessary signal improvement work, according to Keolis, which operates the commuter rail for the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority. The project will replace an obsolete signal system, which controls the flow of commuter rail and Amtrak trains, with a new microprocessor system that requires less maintenance. Riders should budget extra time if relying on the subway or shuttle buses during this period. Now on to sports. Those who tuned into the Sunday night football matchup between the Ravens and Steelers last night ended the regular season with a treat, as the two AFC North rivals went blow for blow, resulting in the Steelers escaping with a 26-24 win and the AFC North crown. How they got there, though, might have been an act of divine intervention. Ravens kicker Tyler Loop sliced a kick wide right of the uprights as time expired, gifting the Steelers the win and answering the prayers of many Steelers faithful. Prior to the game, a priest was seen blessing an end zone with holy water, the same end zone where Loop's missed field goal try occurred. With this victory, Pittsburgh secured the last remaining ticket to the 2025 NFL playoffs. Pittsburgh will defend home turf against the Houston Texans on January 13th in the wild card round. And now the NFL playoff picture is heating up with 6 wild card matchups showcasing thrilling drama. The Packers and Bears rivalry resumes after splitting recent games, while the Bills face Jacksonville's league-leading defense. Justin Herbert seeks his first playoff win against a Patriots team that finished second in the AFC. The Texans arrive in Pittsburgh, riding a 9-game winning streak. And with Matthew Stafford making an MVP case, the Rams aim to rebound against the Panthers. In local sports, last season, when the Patriots faced the Los Angeles Chargers, New England trudged off following a 40-7 loss in one of its final games before Mike Vrabel was hired as coach. After Vrabel led the Patriots from worst to first in the AFC East, New England will host the Chargers again, this time in the playoffs. Ramondre Stevenson ran for 2 touchdowns and caught another from most valuable player contender Drake May, as the Patriots completed their remarkable turnaround season with a 38-10 win over the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. The Patriots finished 14-3, their most victories since they won the Super Bowl to cap that 2016 season. They will be the number 2 seed and host the 7th-seeded Chargers in the wild card round next weekend. In top news, going meat-free for just a few weeks can trigger surprising changes, from gut bacteria shifts to lower cholesterol. Research suggests that brief periods without meat can lead to weight loss, improved heart health, and changes in gut and immune systems. Replacing calorie-dense meats with fiber-rich plant foods can help reduce overeating and promote weight loss. Studies indicate that vegetarian diets can lower blood pressure and cholesterol levels, reducing the risk of heart disease. Additionally, early findings suggest that a plant-based diet may enhance immune function. However, experts caution that smart food choices are essential for optimal health. In business news, stocks finished trading on Friday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average leading the major indexes higher to open the new year, as investors began to evaluate the 2026 landscape. For the holiday abbreviated week, the blue-chip Dow gained 319 points, or 0.66%. The benchmark Standard & Poor's 500 picked up 0.2%. while the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite finished just below the flat line. The first full week of trading in 2026 will see economic data get back on track after last year's disruption. The December jobs report is expected to show a slowdown in hiring, with non-farm payrolls projected to grow by 55,000. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 5% over the weekend to $93,000. Ethereum is up 6% to just over 3,000. And XRP is up 14% to $2.15. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have just measured the mass of a rogue planet about the same size as Saturn for the first time. These planets drift through interstellar space without a star, making them challenging to study. Led by Subodhan of Peking University, the research team analyzed how the planets gravity-bent light from a distant star. This microlensing event was observed from both Earth and the now-retired Gaia Space Observatory. The study marks a breakthrough for understanding these mysterious cosmic bodies, with hopes for further research using NASA's Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope, set to launch in September. And in entertainment news, William H. Macy, one of the stars of Dan Fogelman's upcoming NFL drama on Hulu, pulled the curtain a bit on the series, which had been shrouded in secrecy. Macy revealed the title and setting of the anticipated series, saying it's about a football team, nominally the Cleveland Browns. It's called The Land, because that's what people from Cleveland call it. He expressed his excitement, stating, "The plots are so profound, and I'm having the time of my life." The series features Chris Maloney as the head coach, with Macy playing the team owner. Macy added, "The NFL is completely behind our show, so we've got complete access." Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Buckminster Fuller. And he said, "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.